Dr. Pinsky with the mail. I am Ian Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y, Gay, G-A-Y-E. Sonny Gay is a 70-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12/5/22. Period. One of the clients named Michael threw a chair at him, but it struck him on the left temple and eye. But he was seen at Cooper Hospital, the emergency room, the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a fracture of the nasal bone and lacerations inside his nose. Paired, he underwent a procedure with stitches to his eye, nose, and nasal canal to close his lacerations. Paired, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Gay was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 12/5/22. Period. He indicated a chair was thrown at his face. Period. He was found to have mild retrobulbar hemorrhage and facial bone fractures, along with lacerations that were being repaired per plastic surgery. Period. He was also seen by ophthalmology. Period. CAT scan of the head showed no evidence of acute intracranial abnormality, but there was no traumatic osseous abnormality of the cervical spine. Period. Moderate multi-level degenerative changes of the cervical spine were also seen. Period. He did undergo a CAT scan of the neck, included with the CAT scan of the head. Period. There was an acute depressed fracture of the left lamina papyracea, P-A-P-Y-R-A-C-E-A, with partial hemorrhagic opacification of the left ethmoid and maxillary sinuses. Period. He had small lucency and angulation of the left nasal bone, suggestive of a small fracture of indeterminate age. Period. Left facial and left periorbital soft tissue swelling / contusion with mild hemorrhage in the medial extraconal left orbit adjacent to the left lamina papyracea fracture. Period. CAT scan of the facial bones showed the same findings. Period. He confirmed that he did not experience loss of consciousness, but had a history of diabetes mellitus. Period. He returned to the emergency room on 12/7/22. Period. He still had continued pain, but was alert and oriented at the time, place, and person, and was speaking full sentences. Period. He had no changes in his vision. Period. The results of his CAT scans were again noted. Period. He also had laboratory studies drawn. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Gay was seen on 12/12/22 by Dr. D.E., capital S-I-M-O-N-E, who is an ophthalmologist. Period. He diagnosed dramatic iritis of the left eye, for which he was given education handouts. Pretty also had a fracture of the medial orbital wall and a nuclear cataract bilaterally. Pretty had contusion and subconjunctival hemorrhage on the left eye. Period. He followed up on 1/5/23 following prednisolone, one drop left eye four times per day for 1 week, then two times per day. Period. He maintained the same diagnoses and was to return in 6 months. Period. And physical exam. Head, eyes, ears. His eyelids were drooped. Period. He had scars on the bridge of his nose and the upper nasal ocular areas bilaterally. Period. He had bilateral cataracts. Period. He used reading glasses to complete his forms. Period. With gross visual confrontation of the fingers. Without his glasses, it was decreased acuity on the left, but was intact on the right. Period. Impressions. On 12/5/22, Sonny Gay was struck by a chair thrown by a client while at work. Period. He did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where he underwent CAT scans that showed various fractures and hemorrhages to be inserted here. Period. He had a facial laceration repaired by plastic surgery. Period. He returned on 12/7/22 when the wound on the bridge of his nose was healing. Period. He then was seen by eye specialist Dr. Markowitz, who diagnosed traumatic arthritis of the left eye, etc., as noted above. Period. He was prescribed prednisolone drops. Period. He followed up here 3/1/5/23 and was cleared to work full duty. Period. I've been advised that he also saw Dr. Matthews of Cooper Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery on 1/30/23. Period. He had been cleared for full duty work from Dr. Matthews and confirmed petitioner was at MMI on 7/17/23. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found his extraocular motion to be intact. Period. There was cataracts bilaterally. Period. There were scars on the bridge of his nose and upper nasal ocular areas bilaterally. Period. He did use his reading glasses to complete forms. Period. By gross visual confrontation, he had decreased acuity on the left without wearing his glasses. Period. In the paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the head. Period. This is for the residuals of his fractures, comma, laceration, comma, and ocular injury. Period. He has been able to return to work with the insured in a full duty capacity. Period. End.